This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Governor Jared Polis has laid out his plan for tens of billions of dollars in next year's state budget. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
This year's budget debate isn't going to be quite like the last couple of years. There won't be the same bonanza of federal money, state funds aren't growing as fast, and the economy is looking gloomier. Polis warned lawmakers that there isn't much new money to spend.
There is very little room in this budget for new programs.
But his proposal did find money for priorities like a 26% boost for public safety and nearly $40 million for wildfire response. The budget also includes a 5% raise for state employees. General fund spending on operations would rise 7% to nearly $15 billion, slightly below the pace of inflation. But the proposal still faces months of debate with state lawmakers and others. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
A new analysis shows the median student debt carried by graduates of Colorado colleges and universities. CPR's Matt Moret says those debt amounts range from more than $9,000 to nearly $31,000.
The Denver Business Journal reports that the top two schools whose recent graduates carry the highest median debts are the Rocky Mountain College of Art and Design in Lakewood and Colorado Technical University in Colorado Springs. Near the middle of the pack are schools like CU Boulder, CSU in Fort Collins, and UNC in Greeley. Their graduates carry a median debt load of around $20,000. I'm Matt Moret, CPR News.
Taxes on sports betting in Colorado set a new record again in September. The state collected nearly $3 million in taxes in September on more than $450 million that Coloradans wagered on sports. That coincides with the return of college and professional football. And Colorado Rockies second baseman Brendan Rodgers is the winner of a Major League Baseball Gold Glove Award. The awards go every year to the top players in each position. Rodgers is the eighth Colorado Rocky to win a gold glove. Metro Denver has highs today in the 70s, then it's down close to 50 tomorrow.